just like last time, take a moment and get comfortable in a seated position. You want to be alert, not sleepy, but relaxed and open. Close your eyes if that feels okay. And as you close your eyes, let that mark a shift in your attention. Let your attention move from the outer world of things to your inner world of thought, feeling, and sensation. It's good to start by noticing the natural rhythm of your breath. And as you notice the quality of your breathing, make adjustments based on your desire to feel good. Maybe a slower breath would feel better. Maybe breathing a little more deeply into your belly or your chest. Start making adjustments that feel good in relation to how you're breathing. As you make these adjustments, however big or small, notice the improvement in how you feel physically. Notice the improvement in how you feel mentally. And notice the improvement in how you feel emotionally. You can also just notice the improvement in how you feel very generally. As your attention settles on your inner experience in this moment, you'll probably notice some habitual tension you're holding in your body. Relax any gripping, any part of your body that wants softening and relief. And continue doing this throughout this guided embodiment exercise. The theme today is delight and enjoying the details of that which delights you. Let's start with sensation in your body. Find a sensation right now that feels good. Let it be easy. The sensation can be very subtle. In fact, an ability to enjoy a very subtle sensation will serve you marvelously in the gentle art of emotional mastery. The sensation can be anywhere in your body, maybe related to the dynamic rhythm of your breathing, maybe not. Just choose some sensation that feels good, however obvious or slight. Let it be spontaneous, not something you have to work at, but something that is present, available, and welcoming of your attention. Now just let your attention settle on the pleasing sensation. Start to notice more and more details of this pleasing sensation. The sensation might feel like a light heat, like tingling, like energy. If the sensation changes or moves, gently follow it. Follow it with the intention of enjoying it. This is about creating enjoyment for yourself. Continue to notice the details of the pleasant sensation. Let yourself appreciate this moment that is delivering something agreeable to you. And feel your appreciation for yourself for being a co-creator or collaborator in the creation of this satisfying feeling moment. This might feel unfamiliar, but notice that none of this is hard work. It requires some focus, but not effort. Your desire to feel good and your willingness to focus upon something that feels good are all that's required. And your body is generously always available to you. If you will allow yourself to feel the sensations in your body, you will always have access to something agreeable. Thank yourself for engaging with yourself in this way. I really encourage you to thank yourself out loud using your name. It can be simple and short. I might say something like, "Thank you so much, Justice, for taking this time to enjoy yourself in this way." I actually talk to myself like this throughout the day, out loud when it's convenient and comfortable, silently if it might feel awkward or confuse people around me. Now let's switch gears a little bit. Stay in this inner space of sensitive observation and inquiry. We're going to do something similar to what we just did, but rather than using a sensation in the body, we'll use thought or an image in the mind. Think of something that delights you. Be easy about it. Use the first or second thing that comes to mind. Let the image of the thing or the experience delight you now. Use your memory or your imagination to shape how you feel in this moment. It's a simple thing I'm asking you to do. You're always conjuring some idea of something and letting it shape your emotional experience. You're just doing it intentionally now. So it might feel a little different or unfamiliar, but it's a great thing to get some practice and familiarity with. Now start to focus on the details of this thing or this experience or this idea or person or place that delights you. Let it become more vivid. Let a detail about it come into focus. And start to deepen or sharpen or elevate your delight and good feeling. You're using some wanted experience, some delightful thing, to activate good feelings in you. And then you're focusing in on details of this delightful thing so that even more appreciation and positive emotion is activated. Stay with your delight or your enjoyment for a few more moments. Let it grow. See how big you can allow it to be in your experience right now. Let it make you smile. Let it shape your body and your breathing. Adjust yourself physically in small or large ways to accommodate and reflect your good feelings as you keep this image, this experience active in your imagination, in your mind. And notice how subtle all of this can be. The delightful thing in all its detail, and also your good feeling. Really notice all the subtle qualities of the good feeling, the delight, the enjoyment, how it feels in your body. Feel yourself taking satisfaction, nourishment, enjoyment. You don't have to try to pump it up or exaggerate it in any way. Just let it be as big, as bold, as lovely, as full, as easy as it wants to be. Your natural emotional baseline is joy. When you relax your mind and your body, joy will fill you if you allow it. Emotional mastery is an allowing thing. It's a homecoming, a return to your basic nature that is goodness and well-being. If it's not happening for you right now, that's okay. You can't force it. It'll come. just keep going with this course and come back to this exercise again later. Remember, be gentle with yourself. Be nice to yourself. Everything else we do in this course is secondary. Even if you do nothing but be consistently nice to yourself, always gentle with yourself, you will move toward a stable emotional baseline and a better feeling life experience. We'll finish this guided embodiment now. Take a little time transitioning from your inner world to your outer world. Savor the pleasure and satisfaction you've generated for yourself, and bring it with you as you shift your focus back to your outer life and whatever you'll do with yourself next. Really feel this process of carrying whatever you liked in this exercise forward with you. There's no reason why any good feeling you've generated in these past minutes can't continue. Even as you move into the next part of your day or night, feel yourself setting your own mood according to your preference for how you want to feel. As you move through the motions of life over the next day, pause periodically and notice your emotional baseline. Is it where you want it to be? Is there room for improvement? Use these methods you're learning here. Take a moment in your day and connect with your breath. Feel how you're holding your body. Make adjustments and feel better. Call forth in your mind something that delights you. A person, place, thing, event, experience. It can be from the past, the present, or something you're looking forward to in the future. Use your imagination or your memory to explore all the delightful details, enjoying the emotional reward that you're delivering to yourself. This is a very good use of your time, your attention, and your mental faculties, and it has no downside whatsoever. Appreciate yourself for giving yourself these emotional rewards. Delight in your ability to feel good and in your willingness to receive satisfaction from your enjoyment of yourself. Feel that bridge, that connection between the receiving you and the giving you. Let yourself recognize and appreciate how profound it feels to be in that connection. Savor that feeling and start to bring it with you everywhere you go. That's what we're doing here in these teachings and in these exercises. We're building new habits, new pathways, easy ways to be with yourself, to enjoy yourself, to thrive and to be well.